You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
How do you serve your family a yummy, healthy dinner when your kids have crazy dinner time schedules? One needs to eat at 5, another at 6, dad comes home late. What's a mom to do? Well, mom blogger Jen is here to save the day. Jen, how do you plan for crazy dinner time schedules? You've got 4 kids, 4 boys. How do you do it?
Okay, this is my go-to answer. I plan ahead. No, I love slow cooker meals, and my big thing is casseroles. I love casseroles. I think my blog, Yummy Healthy Easy, was started, well, my main goal was to help families get dinner on the table together. When I was growing up, my mom and dad, we always had dinner. I mean, there were the nights that, not everybody was there, but my mom always tried to have dinner on the table and everybody there. And I think dinner is so important to family because you get to sit down and you get to talk to your kids, about their day. I just think it's so important. And so my blog was kind of geared towards that, That's why I started it. I try to do that with my boys. It's hard. We're getting into baseball season here. And just the schedules of practices and games and piano lessons and stuff like that is just tricky sometimes. So I try to just kind of gear my recipes on my blog to getting things done quickly or making it ahead of time, whether it's a casserole that you can, prepare and then put in the fridge and then put it in the oven for 30 minutes when you're ready to eat, or doing something in the slow cooker and having it ready to go.
So, Jen, I just got a slow cooker for Christmas. Believe it or not, I did not have one. I'm a pressure cooker kind of person. Mm-hmm. So give me some slow cooker ideas. How should I get started on this new toy I have in my kitchen?
Oh, my gosh. I have, 3 crock pots. I can't believe you haven't had one. That's crazy.
I finally got one.
I use mine out to the point of where I have to, throw them away because they break. I just use them so much. I love it. I have dessert recipes. I have drink recipes. I have dinner recipes. I love it so much. So I think probably one of my popular ones on my blog is I have a couple different pulled pork recipes, and you make it ahead of time, obviously, and then you shred it and you can put it in as a taco filler, burritos, put it on salad. That's been really popular. I have a teriyaki chicken that's really good that you can serve over rice. Trying to think what other ones have been really popular.
Those sound really good.
I have a lot.
Are you marinating those things ahead of time, or you just kind of put everything into the slow cooker in the morning and then set it for the dinner, and when you get home, it's ready?
Yeah, that's exactly what I do, yeah. The pulled pork recipe, you just kind of season the meat. You don't even have to sear it or anything, so it's really quick. Season it, put it in your crock pot over a little, just slice up some onions. And then you actually pour soda over the top, which is kind of weird. I have another recipe, too, that's kind of a copycat of a restaurant over here that's really good, too, that has, more of a chipotle sauce on it. But you just let it cook. You don't have to sear the meat ahead of time, so it's quicker. And then when it's done, it just falls apart. And you can kind of just take a fork and shred it up, and it's good to go. Done. Dinner done. And if you're doing, tacos, that stuff you can pull out of the fridge. You have your shredded cheese, tomato, easy. I just love that kind of stuff.
I am with you, Jen. I can't believe she's waited this long to get one. She does use a pressure cooker, but that's another show. The slow cookers, I have 3 as well. I've actually got to retrieve one from a friend. I made them something special. But you can throw anything in there and just have it. What makes it so good is it savors. All the flavors sort of intermingle over that period of time, and you get the full benefit of all the seasoning you have in there. You can put chicken breasts. You can put turkey breasts. You can put, I do leg of lamb, or I just do a leg of lamb without the bone in there, or you can do soups in there. It's just like a one-stop shop. I love it. I love it, love it. It's one-stop shop cook, whatever. Never mind. It's great. But the question I have for you regarding this, because you said casseroles. I was brought up in casseroles. I find today that kids are a little uncomfortable having their foods mixed. I don't know what happened, but if you put a, You know, we used to ground beef and some sweet potatoes, or, I mean, my mother would do all kinds of things with some pasta in there, and we just loved it. But what is it about kids not wanting to have different foods touch each other? Do you run into that?
You know, I don't really. My boys are pretty good about it. I mean, I make them all the time. I'm kind of a casserole freak. No, I mean, I just did a stuffed pepper casserole, and it had ground meat. You could use turkey or beef, and it had green pepper, red peppers, bell peppers in it, and rice. And, you know, that's a mixture of textures and stuff, but they really like that was probably their favorite casserole that I've ever made. My most popular casserole is a skinny chicken broccoli casserole. And that has, you know, different textures in it. My boys love that kind of stuff. I don't know. Yeah, that's hard. If kids don't like food cooking, I don't know. Crock pot. That's your answer. Just kidding.
Yes.
I think the secret, Jen, is that they were probably brought up that way. You know, Ellen, just like you and I. I think we've had this question before, and I think that maybe when you start introducing first foods to your 6-month-old from the get-go, right after they are going through, you know, the one individual food, start mixing up flavors and continue with that. Carry that trend into toddlerhood. Into toddlerhood, we tend to put everything into tiny little bits of pieces, all separate for them. And so it becomes this thing that it just evolves into an issue later on. But obviously, you brought up your boys all to enjoy the mixture of flavors all in one pot, and I have done the same because at the end of the day, it just makes our job much easier in the kitchen. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I think if you introduce them early on, first thing, they're going to get used to that. And that's going to be the norm for them. But, you know, I just think that, like, life isn't, you can't always have compartmented lunches and dinners and stuff. Like, things have to be mixed up. So, yeah, I mean, it is kind of preparing them for life, I guess, for when they're adults, I think, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I think that is the key, getting it started early, for sure.
I think you're definitely right. So tell me something. Do you usually cook a meal to have some leftovers so you can have it for the next day? Or is it just you cook for just that one meal you're going to eat at that one time?
Okay, so I'm finding lately that, okay, we used to always have leftovers. I'd make a casserole and I'd have like half of it left over. But the older my boys get, the more it's like gone. So I'll make a big casserole and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to have it for lunch tomorrow. It's gone. So that's kind of been hard. I don't know. I miss that because I used to hate leftovers when I was a kid. My mom would be like, okay, leftover night. And she'd have everything out there that was leftover. And I would just, oh, please, Mom, don't make me eat that leftover stuff. Now, as an adult, that's what I eat for lunch every day is leftovers, if I have any left. But, yeah, leftovers, I definitely try to make extra so I can have some leftover for the next day, you know, for lunch or whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's leftover meat, that's good for lunch boxes, too. You know, if you're doing something in the crock pot and you have some chicken leftover, you can totally throw that in a lunch box or on a sandwich, you know.
Yeah.
Like some chicken and put that on a sandwich and, you know, put it in your kids' lunch boxes. So leftovers, I think, are a great way to, you got to use that up. You can't throw that away, you know.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No waste. Definitely
yep,
no waste. My kids love calling me out whenever they start seeing the randomness hit the table. They go, are you cleaning the fridge? They just call me out right away.
It's clean the fridge
they
night.
Know.
Yeah.
Yep. That's silly how it is.
Toss a few eggs. And they know. But oh my gosh, it's been so much fun chatting with you, Jen. You have sensational ideas on how to make every recipe not just yummy, but healthy and easy, which I think is what every mom is looking for nowadays. So thank you so much for sharing your story, your boys with us, and your time with us today. And if you guys want to find out more about all these great recipes, go to yummyhealthyeasy.com to find out more about Jen. And for us, go to kidcritics.org. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.